Free FM.
Here you can be free.
Pin Gillette.
Yeah, this is Pin Gillette, Las Vegas, Nevada. Free FM, 866-313-FREE. That's 3733. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. The music that is kicking us off here is the Mike Jones Enormous Orchestra playing the Pin Gillette theme. I'm playing bass on that. If you live in Chicago and want to hear Mike Jones with a real bass player, with a real trio, and Mike Jones is, and I don't believe this is just my opinion, I believe this is fact. I believe that Harvard Medical School came out with this a while ago. I don't have the exact documentation. I believe he's the best piano player alive. And he's playing at the Green Mill tonight in Chicago. Just storm the place. Just go and see Mike Jones. And when he gets on stage, just start screaming, monkey music, monkey music, monkey music. Music, monkey music. Don't play the music. I didn't say Monkey Tuesday. Now you play the music. See? It's not our usual guy. Patrick is homesick, or so he says. Sick in quotes. He's got something. Yeah, fine, great. Shut up. Turn it off.
Better late than never.
And that voice that you hear, and it's so odd. This is the first time, I believe, that a female voice has been heard on this show. We're at the Vintage News Studio. Mercedes, who is the radio superstar in town, is in here filling in for Michael Goudeau. You got the number one show in Vegas, right?
Well, it depends on what demographic you're talking about here.
What are you biggest with?
We do well with adults, 25, 54. We do really well with the women.
So the people who don't buy anything, you're really big
with. Yeah, that's our target demo there. No, thanks for having me. This is really cool. I'm excited you asked me on.
Well, you've been stalking me for years.
I have.
I've done a lot of interviews with Mercedes, and you always know more about me than... Well, it's actually flattering.
Well, I'll tell you, I've learned exactly which Starbucks you go to in town.
Uh-huh. Trop and Decatur, for those who might be on Jeopardy at some point.
Yes, I've learned that you're a big fan of the Razzleberry Pie at Marie Callender's, and you don't know what a Razzleberry is.
No idea. The Razzleberry, I believe, is just like garbage. It's like that, what is it, Sunny Delight? That fruit juice that doesn't say
like
what fruit
Tampico.
It's from. Yeah, that's stuff they just make up. But I do like it. And the first time I got into Razzleberry Pie was we did the Jay Leno show. And Jay Leno is amazingly generous. And he takes being a nice guy to the point of psychotic. Like, he's so nice, it's a little creepy.
Yeah.
Like, he says to you, he comes into your dressing room when you're doing the show and says, would you like some coffee? And you might say, yeah, I'll have a cup of coffee. And you think he's going to send, like, a PA for it, right? He goes and gets it himself. So he's coming in with you want cream, won't you? Bang, bang, bang. And so he gives this big basket every time. I mean, a gift basket. And... He gives you this basket with all these treats in it. You know, Letterman doesn't even give you a thank you card. But Jay gives you this huge basket. And in it was a pie, right? An unlabeled pie. So we go to Starbucks with my dirtball friends. And uh-huh. we got a corkage fee. You know, we paid them $5.
Because you bought your pie.
We bought our own pie. And we bought our coffee. And we start eating the pie. And I'm saying, this pie is fabulous. Jay Leno must, like, know this special bakery in L.A. that has this terrific pie. This is Jay Leno pie. I get a call, Jay, and find out where he gets this pie. And this friend of mine goes, this is Razzleberry Pie from Marie Callender's, you idiot. This is not special Jay Leno pie. So, yes, Razzleberry Pie.
Does he cater the gift basket to your specific likes?
Because you're
dislikes.
Looking at me across the way and saying, this is a guy that likes pie.
Well, no, I would have picked something else for you. I don't know that I would have gone with pie.
He does not. I don't believe he picks it for each individual person.
Oh, okay.
I believe that every guest, you know, that day, J-Lo got the same, you know, she had that same pie.
And she probably had that same conversation. You know, Jay has, he makes
special,
great pie.
His special pie. I get this special Jay Leno pie. Your friend said, no, you idiot.
J-Lo, go back. Go marry someone.
Go have someone that'll get you Razzleberry Pie. But I guess that's, I guess you can't be more kind of effete and rarefied and useless to American society than being a guy who can't recognize a Razzleberry Pie and thinks it's special Jay Leno pie. I mean, there's a certain kind of elitism that is sickening in that. If I were to hear that story, I would be repulsed. Telling the story, I can kind of hide behind the fact that it happened for real. But it's an unpleasant story because people should know Marie Callender's products better than they know Jay Leno personally.
But when you name a pie after a non-existent berry, You can't feel too bad about that, really. I don't look at you as an elitist.
And there'll be a written apology to Marie Callender in the Times tomorrow.
We love them.
And we're going to talk. What I want to talk about is this thing is coming to Vegas. And you said you talked about it on your big radio show.
Yeah, we did.
So all we do is listen to your radio show and then rip it off directly here.
Well,
and
thank you.
It's a little bit easier now that you're here directly. We have a vector to carry the virus of morning radio over to here without Michael Godot. But there's this show coming to town. And it's great because when you say a show's coming to Vegas, people immediately assume, oh, Liberace's back from the dead.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
That'll be nice. But no, this is they're doing Bodies the Exhibition, which I think is a spinoff of Body Worlds. I believe it is. And now there's nothing in this article that says it may be a knockoff of Body Worlds. But I saw the show Body Worlds in L.A. that is just at a museum there. And a friend of mine who'd seen it in Germany, he flew over to Germany to see it and then called me and I went right to L.A. because who would fly to Germany? And they had
Razzleberry Pie.
Exactly. They don't have Razzleberry Pie in Germany. That's one of the reasons we fought them in the Second World War. You Krauts, you Huns, you have Razzleberry or you die. It was one of the things in Saving Private Ryan. They digitized it out. He's carrying a pie. He's running in with the pie. Going, put sauerkraut on this, you hun! So that's why. They don't have Razzleberry Pie.
I'm sorry.
But they have this exhibit that I went to in L.A. where they take dead people and they do this plasticized process on them. Then they slice them up and they put them in poses that they would have had in life, like a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dead guy. It's a real serious dead guy. And a friend of mine who's a real carny named Doc Swan, the man who taught me fire eating, real pure carny, was really offended by this being in the museum because he said dead body shows, like, you know, Dillinger's corpse or parts of it and so on, are supposed to be in little bottles in the back of carnies. They're not supposed to be in museums. You know, his point of view was not they've taken low art and made it high, but they've taken low art and, you know, relabeled it.
Right.
And he was upset about that, but loved the show, you know. And the show has some of the most beautiful images you'll ever see. The show that I saw, Body Worlds. And this one's coming to the Tropicana, and it has a different name, which scares me, because it might be a knockoff. But the most beautiful thing is they had taken all the veins and arteries of the entire body, and they'd stripped away everything else from this adult male, adult female, and an adult child. They were just the red dye of the veins and the blue dye of the arteries, all just standing there in this spider web of the circulatory system. And we've all read about the circulatory system and seen pictures, but seeing the actual veins and arteries just standing there doing it. And also there is a bit of a message to it because they show smokers' lungs and non-smokers' lungs. The guy seems to be a real anti-smoking guy. And so much more powerful to do that with real science as opposed to just putting in smoking bans that people haven't thought about. And it's a great exhibit. And they have a guy, shooting baskets. And this wonderful image, if they have the same ones, of a man with all his skin peeled off, holding his skin over his arm like a trench coat.
Oh, wow.
And it really gives you the idea, you know, the largest organ in our body is the skin. And the idea of the kind of what that makes us, what we're made of. And it's the whole thing has this one of the best combinations of pure art and pure science. And that's one of the reasons people get so angry. You know, if you just had the exhibit without art, of just we're laying these bodies out and these are the parts of the body and looking in the cavities and so on, I think people would be okay with it. And if you just had sculptures that weren't real medicine, I think we'd be okay with it. But it's the real, autopsied dead bodies, plasticized and hanging out there. And they had one person that's exploded laterally so that there's slices going through vertically of the person. So you can see it's just like putting them on a deli slicer. And then they expand it out. So the person is about 10 feet wide. You can look on every side of these like one-inch things. And the wacky thing was you could see the tattoo on the arm.
Oh, my. See, these are real people.
Real people. Real dead people. You're going into a room with dead people. you will see dead people.
Do you think that the people that are saying this is wrong, this is not something we should be displaying, I think the art, you have a great point. I think that's one of the things. And the other one is that these are people that were, you know, unidentified. They don't know where they come from, who they are.
That's what troubles me about this particular article, is it says that, whereas the show that I saw, you could sign up to donate. And they had the list of some of the people who've donated. 866-313-FREE, 3733. When coming to Vegas, come see dead people. Yeah. I mean, is that what you want to do?
Cirque du Soleil or dead people?
Yeah, that's your two choices. That's all it's going to be from now on. And Cirque du Soleil will do a same thing, where they'll take a dead person, put them in a hat, and play music from dead people from 30 years ago. That's their new style. If you want to call, get any comments about this, especially if someone knows that there's a difference between this. Because the bodies that I saw were not, they were unidentified, but they were not anonymous.
Okay.
They didn't say who it was, but they knew who it was. And they were not Chinese. These were Caucasians and I believe English. And the tattoos one of the tattoos was clearly on a Caucasian with English writing, you know. So you want to, let's take a phone call. Let's take line one, Gina.
Hey, Penn.
How you doing, Gina? This is Penn.
Hey, how are you?
Never better, boss. How are you? Mercedes is also here.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Mercedes. So I saw this bodies exhibit when it was in New York.
Uh-huh.
And it was Asian people. And I didn't see the other one that you were talking about, the Body World, Bodies World. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, which one did you see? You saw Bodies, the exhibitor?
I saw Bodies, the exhibit that's coming to Vegas now, the one you haven't seen yet.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't know, from what you're describing from the other one that you have already seen, it sounds very similar, except that it's with Asians. And the other thing was that I didn't see anything about signing up to donate.
Uh-huh.
So, and it was very controversial. I know there was an article out here at the time as well that they didn't know where the bodies were coming from. They come from China, and there's no trace back to where they got them.
But, well,
I have
two human skeletons. That's actually a lie. I have three human skeletons, but one is inside my body. I have two that I bought from a medical supply company, and they are women from India that are unidentified. But so they're claiming that there's some sort of grave robbing going on?
Yeah, I don't know if it was just kind of spun around it to give it, like, to make it more mystical, but that's what it was kind of, what the article was suggesting. They said they didn't really know where they were coming from.
I just want to find out how close this was to what I saw. Did they have a special roped-off area with fetuses and a pregnant woman?
Yes.
Okay, so I think this must be the same show.
What was that all
about?
Yeah,
they had that. They had what you were talking about with the circulatory system. They had that. They had one thing that had just all of your intestines, all the intestines, like, unraveled so you could see how long it actually is. They had something with a man's body cut up into, like, slices where he was laid out over, like, a whole span of maybe 30 feet so you could see each individual slice. It was very interesting to see. It was very educational for people who aren't in the medical field. And I saw a lot of people who are in the medical field, including myself, there learning with classes in school and stuff like that.
What do you do in the medical field?
I'm actually in nursing school right now, but I've been a phlebotomist for 10 years, so I draw blood.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
I just want you to know I'm going to freeze this blood donor, just so you know.
Oh, nice.
Whenever I have a phlebotomist, I like to brag a little bit.
That's got to be one of the toughest jobs. I don't know. Whenever I go,
you get to stick needles into strangers. What could be sexier? I mean, more serving to mankind.
I feel so bad for some of those people when they're going in and you get someone with really big arms. There's no veins that you can get in on them, and you just got to keep poking them. I mean, maybe you get a sense of satisfaction giving it to them, but I feel bad.
It is very good for anger management.
Well, there you go.
The great thing is that I've done it like three times on television, celebrities are giving blood.
Right.
And because most celebrities are dope addicts, no one can give blood except me. So they always pick me to go and do it. And the great thing is that the phlebotomist always gets like really nervous. And right before they start bringing the cameras over, I always go, there's millions of people watching. Don't screw up. If you hurt me on camera, your career is over. And so I get them so they're actually trembling when they come over to me, and it's
nice.
Really cool. I had one of them have to stick me four times to get blood out of me on TV, and she kept going, "You need to edit this out. You'll need to edit this out." And I'm going, "Oh, yeah," it was great.
Yeah, she lost her job the next day.
I like to do it in the reverse. If a patient keeps asking me if I'm good at it, if they don't know, if they're nervous about me, I start shaking my hands and tell them, "Well, I didn't have my coffee today, and you are my very first patient," and make them nervous.
I think I love you. You're the greatest human being I've ever talked to. We're going to take another call. Thanks a lot for calling.
Somebody
knows about this. Line 5, Jared. Are you there, man?
Yeah, hey, guys. How's everything?
Everything's perfect, sir. How are you?
Yeah, they had a whole exhibition here in New York City. I don't know if you were just speaking about with this girl. Down at the South Street Seaport. This was going on for a good month and a half. What happens, you would pay $20 and you would go see the exhibition. I'm pretty sure it's close to what you were just saying.
It sounds exactly like
it. The body world that they had back in, it was probably back in the 90s, right?
No. This was all within the last 5 years.
Yeah. So it's similar to what was back then. But I think, you know, kind of like what you were referencing before, you know, when you were kind of done with this whole thing, something just wasn't sitting right with you, you know? It was kind of like, you know, this is really weird, you know? Someone's banking off this, you know, a lot of money, and something just wasn't sitting right.
That opinion is certainly valid, but you're not representing what I said properly. I thought it was just beautiful and artistic, and I thought it was a wonderful combination of a real learning experience, but learning in a different way, learning in just a sense of how the body's put together. I mean, being able to look into the chest cavity and be able to see how everything fits in there on something different than a plastic visible man, but a real thing, meant a lot to me. And I also thought it was beautiful and very, very life-affirming. Everything seems so beautiful, so delicate, and yet so robust that it just gave me a rage to live. I came out of it not feeling creepy or unright, but feeling just wonderful.
Well, that's a little different feeling than what I came out of. But kind of just to go back to what you guys were discussing before, you know, as far as, you know, education-wise, I think it's great, you know, learning about the different systems, and I would totally bring my kids there, you know. But when does, you know, taking art too far, you know, and crossing that line? You know, when does it cross that line, you know? So that's just another, you know, point that I don't think which was referenced or brought up enough, you know?
Yeah, whether that does cross a line. Well, it certainly doesn't for me. To me, it just, when art makes you feel something really strongly, almost whatever that is, it almost validates it for me. But thanks a lot for calling. Want to take one more call, Happy Jack? Let's take one more call. Let's take, no wonder, it's a guy named Jack on line 8. Are you calling in, Jack, while you're holding up the sign? Are we there? Hey, this is Penn. What's up?
Yeah, hey. I was just, you know, the one I'm familiar with, I think the original one was out of Germany. And
yes.
I don't know what the name of it was, but the one I've seen.
I think it's Body Woodlands.
That sounds right.
The one I remember the most is the guy that was sitting atop a horse, and they did the procedure to him and the horse.
Yes, that was in the show I saw.
Oh, that was in the show you saw?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, are they just franchising these things? They're going to be like McDonald's now, just like, you know, corpse exhibits all over, you know? Everybody can have one.
I think they are. They are touring it around, and I believe that the pieces, some of the pieces, each piece is unique, of course, as an individual. I don't know if they've done duplicates of it. I think it's more a touring show, and I see nothing wrong with franchising it like McDonald's. I think people learning about the way their bodies work and seeing beauty is always a good idea.
Well, my personal opinion is I think it is over the line, and that's what I love about it. I mean, it's
that's why you'll go see it.
that's another point of view. Okay, thanks a lot for calling, Jack. This is 866-313-FREE, 3733. Got Mercedes, radio superstar from Las Vegas, and my name is Penn Jillette. I'm a juggler. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette. You're listening to the Mike Jones Big Band here playing, and he'll also be playing with his trio at the Green Mill in Chicago tonight and tomorrow night. Go to the Green Mill, see Mike Jones, and chant about monkey music. 866-313-FREE, 3733. There's a lot of moral controversy on this body show. Bodies, the exhibition, is a different show from Body Worlds. The technique was developed by a German scientist whose name I will not try to pronounce. I think it's...
Try it. Come on.
Krauta Hunstein. he developed this technique, and then he did the tours that went to L.A. and to New York and to Chicago. And then it was knocked off by another company, and it's called Bodies the Exhibition, which I have not seen. That's what's coming into the trop. It is a knockoff. So the moral issues are, should you have dead people on display for entertainment and science? One moral issue. And two, should lousy knockoffs be allowed to rip off great ideas by people? Both are going on simultaneously. The one that I saw, the pregnancy room, which was separate.
Yeah, you should talk about that because I hadn't heard about this yet.
Yeah, I don't think this is in the knockoff. This was in the original. Was a woman who was 9 months pregnant right before giving birth, mm-hmm. and her fetus, and all laid out so you could see everything, all sectionalized and everything. And then they had fetuses from, I believe, every week of development, which, you know, they have those a lot in sex ed classes, but these were the real things. And they had them all up through. And there was big warnings over there. And they also had, and I read it, for the morality of the issue, the woman had signed her body, knew she was dying, signed her body over to this show to have this thing done. It was not anonymous. It was anonymous. They did not say her name. But they knew who it was, and they had all the paperwork. So the show Body Worlds that I saw was very scrupulous and careful in their details of how these people got there. It seems like Bodies the Exhibition is either trying for the controversy of this being Chinese and unnamed, but...
It says on the Tropicana website about it that these real human bodies have been meticulously dissected, preserved through an innovative process, and respectfully presented, giving visitors the opportunity to view the beauty and complexity of their own organs and systems.
Whenever you hear the word respectively or tastefully, uh-huh. that means pornography.
Does it really?
Whenever someone says tasteful nudity, that's what they oh, you do get to see them nude.
Well,
oh,
I think it would be fascinating. I really
get to
do.
See, you get it's genitals of dancing. You get to see all
dissected.
You get to see sure, boy,
wow.
Big grin came across your face. Then we have some rage pent up.
No,
there?
not at all. I promise.
And we have a line too. It's Audrey about the controversy. Hello, hey Audrey, this is Penn. What's up?
Hi, Penn. How are you?
Good.
Okay, I saw the exhibit at the Stroud Street.
This is the Audrey that I know.
This is the Audrey you know.
Yeah, this isn't just an Audrey. This is the Audrey. Hello, Audrey. This is my friend Audrey.
Audrey?
This is the Audrey.
Oh, wow. Hi, Audrey.
Hi. I saw the bodies exhibit here, and the controversy was, first, that they were all Asian, and second, they were protesting because they believed that the people had not given their consent and the families had not given the consent for their bodies to be used. That's what
right. Do you know if they had given their consent or not?
Nobody knows. That's what they were protesting. They were saying they were thinking maybe they were from prisons, but that was the protesters' point of view. That's
uh-huh.
what they were saying, that since it was from China, they were all Chinese, and there was no evidence they had given their consent or the families had, and they were questioning where the bodies were coming from.
Well, that's, you know, that's a whole different issue than the artistic and the moral issue of exhibiting dead bodies. And I'd like to know if they, it seems like if they're getting, unless they think that controversy is selling tickets, ooh, not only do we get to see naked dead people, but also we get to see people who may not have given their consent.
Oh.
It's some sort of weird artistic rape that people are getting into here. But, you know, so that was the show that was in New York, is that right?
Right, and they did have a room like you described, but there was no actual woman who was 9 months pregnant, but they had all the different fetuses at the different stages and, like, Siamese twin fetuses and things like that.
Uh-huh.
It was
so you were saying that they also had organs like a smoker's lung next to a regular lung.
Yeah, did they have that stuff, too?
They had all of that. They had different rooms, so you saw the whole skeletal system and all the muscles and all the veins and one body that was, I don't know if they had it in the one you saw, that was completely sliced from the bottom to the top, thin slices,
right.
So you can see the whole body.
They wow. sliced them both horizontally and vertically. They had both of them there,
right.
And you could kind of lean down and see what organs fit into one place. Audrey's a science teacher. I'm not going to give her last name because one, I shouldn't do that on the radio, and
yeah.
two, I can't pronounce it. So, did you do anything with any of your classes, Audrey?
I didn't take them because I teach younger kids, but I took mm-hmm. my personal children, 13 and 16, and they loved it.
Oh, yeah.
But it was great. I may take my older classes if it comes around again when I teach eighth grade.
Well, good luck. And if you need a job, you can always work for us after they fire your ass.
That's nice.
You know, I'm just thinking, if you take a public school class to that, you're gonna get your ass fired.
Do you think, because this might be a new way to keep kids interested and stuff, you
oh,
know?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. But I'm just talking about, you're bound to have a parent object to showing
so
real good
buzz. So don't send your kid. Don't sign the permission.
I'll give a warning note that it's
yeah.
Explicit.
Warning note. Warning note.
Warning.
Do the warning note.
Sliced bodies.
Do the warning note. Yeah.
I'll shove
my ass. We're going to put dead people through a deli slicer and show them to your children. Is that okay? Please sign in full.
It's for Allegiance Life Science course. It can go. It can.
Sure. Well, thanks a lot, Audrey. Thanks so much. You know, as soon as I saw the name Audrey, I was hoping that it was my my friend Audrey. And let's take line one, Melanie. You know, it's really funny, but women hardly ever call this show on any issue. Turns it slicing up dead bodies, and women just get on the blower.
The things we want to talk about, huh?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I actually saw the exhibit that you did, Body Worlds, in
Philly. And where'd you see it?
In Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
And I definitely liked it. I did not see the controversy, as far as I found it to be an incredible learning experience. I went with my fiancé, who is a smoker, so every time they had anything related to, you know, a smoker's lungs or a smoker's artery, I was, you know, pointing that out.
Hey, that's you.
And did he end up marrying you, or did he just dump you?
No, after a while, he just kind of looked at me like, oh, why don't you shut up already and give it a rest. But I thought the room that had, like, all the fetuses and the pregnant woman, that to me, that was just incredible. And if anything, I could see, like, anti-abortion groups using that as, like, a platform, just seeing, like, you know, at such a small, teeny little thing that you could actually make out that's, like, a baby. And I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, the funny thing about the truth is that if both sides are honest, they can both use it. I mean, when I went into that exhibit, I thought about how your anti-abortion groups would be talking about how this might be really offensive by having dead fetuses there, and yet the anti-abortion groups might also be saying, but look how much they look like children, mm-hmm. how these are unborn children. So I really was wondering what side the two sides of the pro-life and the pro-choice would come down on in that. Because it's a really powerful experience. I think it's a wonderful experience to go into a room and think about life and how we're put together. And I will also say, from my point of view, that you couldn't have a better argument for evolution. You really do see. It's like going to the Galapagos Islands, you know. You really see very clearly how this all fell together over millions and millions of years. But I'm glad you liked the show. And I want to be careful again to say that I'm talking about Body Worlds that I saw, and Bodies, the exhibition, maybe a whole, or the exhibit, maybe a, oh, it's exhibition, maybe a whole different, thing. And I never condone knockoffs. I mean, whether it's circus acts doing other people's circus acts, or whether it's sculptors doing other people's sculptures, or whether it's dead people ripping off each other.
Similar, though.
From what I've heard, it's the other one, the one that they had in New York, and I guess now in Vegas, it's not just that it's a ripoff, but like other callers were saying, the whole controversy there is that they didn't give their consent, that it's people from...
Yeah, one of the things that's so beautiful... One of the things so beautiful about it is the knowledge of consent. I mean, you really do. They had a big thing at the one I went to that explained in detail how people donated their bodies to this. And I really thought there was something kind of wonderful and beautiful and kind of existential choosing in life how your body would be used in death. That was really beautiful. We got to take a break. We're back after this. 866-313-FREE. We'll probably still be talking about showing dead people in Vegas. 866-313-FREE. And just, you know, Wayne Newton's still playing. Yeah, Mike Jones can do the Bossa Nova. He'll be doing it at the Green Mill tonight in Chicago. The Green Mill in Chicago. You'll see Mike Jones there with his trio. And go on down tonight and tomorrow night. See Mike Jones at the Green Mill if you're in Chicago. We promised we'd take this phone call right away. We're talking about Body Worlds, 866-313-3733. There is an exhibit like Body Worlds coming to Las Vegas, which the headline here says Controversial Corpse Exhibition Coming to LV.
You're here in town, you're gambling, you lose all your money, and to make yourself feel better, you go look at the corpses.
Let's go see some goddamn dead people, honey. I've lost our mortgage. Let's go see people that are even deader than me. That's the thinking.
Why not? And that way, you can't get in if you've lost all your money because it costs money to get into the exhibition.
So you have save enough money to see the dead people.
Yeah.
Let's go to line four. You there?
Yes.
How you doing, man? Sorry to make your way around so long.
That's quite all right. I saw the Body Works in Cleveland, and it was just impressive. There were some foo-foos in there, though, that were, complaining about, this shouldn't be art and this and that. And my friend is a doctor, and he went up to them and actually said to them, do you know what this is going to do for science, for education, to teach younger kids? I mean, myself, personally, to look at it, to find out where your lymph nodes are, your prostate. I didn't know what I can't. You're a magician. You don't have X-ray vision. So, it is cool to see that stuff.
Also, I really believe, and maybe this is a little irresponsible, but I believe once you've seen this exhibition, I think you're qualified to perform surgery on anybody.
Really?
Well, sure.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, sure. I've seen where the prostate is. I can take yours out.
Yeah.
Really? Come on.
And I'm sure people would trust you, too, also.
Sure.
<wouldn't> they?
Sure. I saw the exhibit.
What I really appreciated about it was, though, I mean, it was just incredible what this man has done with the human body. I mean, I came out of there, and I actually turned around to my friends and said, this was more impressive than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, to be honest with you.
Well, the interesting thing is those are two places that actually have the same exhibit. Keith Richards is in both.
Yeah.
Keith Richards is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and in the Dead People exhibit.
You're exactly right. Well, I just got to say, you're also doing a great job with the show. I mean, it's tremendous.
Thanks so much, man. I'm going to read this quick Gmail, and then we'll get right to the next call. This is from, I believe, a woman named Chris. It must be a woman, I guess. I saw Body Worlds when they came to Cleveland last year. Very interesting. The In Utero was the highlight. I liked the skateboarder, too. I think there was a skateboarder, the one I saw, too. More importantly, I learned why I have to go pee way more than my husband. They showed the size of a woman's bladder compared to a man's. It's about half the size, if not smaller. See? There's nothing wrong with me.
Does it explain why women have to go to the bathroom and pack?
Let's take line three. The women are calling like crazy. This is Susan. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Ben?
Never been better, boss. How are you?
Oh, excellent. I'm such a big fan of the show. I just want to tell you that I'm an anatomy teacher. I'm a high school anatomy teacher, and my students are getting, I'd say a little bored with just textbooks and, slides from a projector. So I said to my principal, how great would it be to go to the county morgue? Like, how could you learn about anatomy better than, looking at, I guess a corpse? And the kids couldn't wait to go. They were thrilled. We sent letters home to the parents. The parents were thrilled. And we.
How old are these kids?
They're 11th grade and 12th grade, juniors and seniors in high school.
Yeah.
So, my principal says, write the letter. I get permission. I talk to the coroner. He says, six at a time in the viewing room. And the buzz got around the building. And the kids were just, can we go? Kids that weren't even in my class. It gets to the superintendent. And he said, no way. The superintendent said, you can't go. The kids were devastated. So he said, you have to go back to the internet. So the kids were just staring on a screen, looking at, cross-dissections.
Did he give his reasons? Did he give an argument?
He just said it's a little too dark. It's a little too dismal. I didn't want to deal with the parents or the kids if they had nightmares. I said to him, you can call the parents. They were thrilled that their kids had this opportunity. And he said that he was afraid of repercussions after, them seeing, dead bodies for the first time. I was just so devastated by that fact. So I had to say, okay, this is what your heart looks like on a flat piece of paper instead of this is what it looks like, coming out of a person or, and these, they have viewing rooms where you could sit, you can look, you can learn. They have slideshows there as well, but they physically...
Is there a snack bar?
No, I'm afraid not.
No. I was hoping for razzleberry pie. I like a nice slice of razzleberry while I'm looking at dead people.
They have a beer guy walking around.
That was about 4 years ago, and every year my new anatomy class says, can we go this year? Every year the kids, you know, they hear about it, they want to go, and we just can't go. And I think he's just really afraid that maybe they might learn something. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's really interesting about that is your real concern for consent, because I can certainly see a parent or even a kid not wanting to experience that. But it seems like if you give them full informed consent, I mean, if you were willing to talk
absolutely
to the parents and do that.
And they said, my principal, I didn't even ask, I didn't even tell the permission slip out. I first wrote a letter. I mean, I'm teaching 15 years already, and I first wrote a letter saying, here's my idea. Let me put it out there. I'm thinking about taking some of the kids, not all, because some kids might not want to go. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking some of my students to the morgue. And every single parent that got one called me and said, is my kid on the list? You know, like, we want them to go, you know? So then I send out the letter, and, it, you know, there is definitely going to be some material that is extremely graphic. Like, I put it out there. And I said, listen.
Yeah, the definition of graphic, I would think.
Yeah,
that would make it more
gentle.
Interesting for
this
the kids.
This is not gentle.
Too.
Like, someone's going to pull a heart out of a chest cavity and say, you know, this is where it's located. Come closer. And they're going to bring the kids in the room. And,
now, did you,
you know, they were so happy. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Did you explain to some of the creepier kids that it could also be sexy?
Yeah.
Forget I said that. That was Jack doing an impersonation of me. I didn't actually say
that.
Good
job, Jack.
But go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you for my psychosis
that's
to drip
okay.
out.
And, you know, I just, you know, my husband's in science, and he was just even devastated, too. Like, you know, how are they supposed to learn? You know, this is an anatomy class. You know, you can't start singing the song. You know, the hip bone's connected to, you know what I mean? You know?
Since this has happened, have you gone to see one of the body's exhibits, either the original or the knockoff?
You know, I'm telling you, I tried to go one time, and I heard it was very disturbing, so I really, really wanted to go.
Makes it more intriguing.
This is great, because when are you ever going to get, I have to say, when are you ever going to get the opportunity to ever view something so cool? That is just the coolest thing. I know it's touchy. I know a lot of people would be, you know, turned off. Don't go. Then don't go.
I wish you were so much older than you are, so you could have been my high school science teacher.
You know, like, if it's going to, let me use that, you know, if it's going to upset you or if it's going to offend you, stay away. Like, you know, that's just like, you know, people, I have two girlfriends that are vegetarian, strict vegans. And I'm like, listen, I don't convince you to eat meat. Don't convince me not to. Like, that's my take. You know what I mean?
See, I think you have the wrong point of view. I think you should convince them to eat meat. I think you should be taking their, you know, their bland wheat shakes and slipping in bacon.
Ken, I am like, I'm going to start like the Penn Jillette fan club. I love you.
Thank you so much.
When I watch your show, and my husband and I are watching the show together, we're like, should he be president of the United States? This guy has it on the money, because you just turn around and you say what everybody should be saying. You know what? Listen, face up to the fact, do what you got to do as a good citizen, and shut up.
Thank you. You're just
she was just shut up by
just,
someone.
You're just embarrassing me. Thank you so much. I mean, I don't want to cut anybody off who's complimenting me, but thank you. And I just was a little embarrassed, and then Jack didn't want someone complimenting me, so he hung up on her.
You're bright red.
I am really
embarrassed.
I am embarrassed. Also, she misquoted me. I never said shut up. I put a word in the middle of that.
Which word are you talking?
Just like, you know, the same one I put in the middle of Mother and Teresa.
Yes.
This is line 7. We're going to talk to Preston. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Never better, boss.
Well, I saw the exhibit in Philadelphia, and I thought it was really amazing. I think the greatest piece was where they actually got rid of the entire body and just had the veins. And,
yeah, that was the one I was talking about. There's a certain kind of delicacy that spider web of a human and how everything is just so perfectly laid out, and it's all in these tiny little lines of blue and red. I thought it was gorgeous.
Yeah, I thought that was really incredible. I did have one bone to pick with the exhibit, though, is that...
So to speak.
yeah, exactly. No, that they kept talking about all the consent and how everybody consented to everything. But there was two ducks in the exhibit, and I was thinking that they didn't have the consent form signed.
they might have put a web print on it or something. So you wanted consent from the ducks?
Yeah, I just think it was unfair that they were used in the exhibit without signing anything.
What are the ducks dissected too?
Yeah, they have dissected. They're Chinese ducks. They're like Peking duck. They're just laid out. No, they have them. They have them. They have them dissected too. And that's one of the points, the evolutionary points of this is when you see how close a duck is to a person. When you lay it out like that, it's pretty remarkable.
Wow.
You know, when you see the circulatory systems and so on, it's pretty great. But they did have two ducks there, and also they had the horse. There's a rider on the horse, and I imagine the horse didn't give the consent, unless it's Mr. Ed.
You got to get consent from him.
Oh, Wilbur. Oh, thanks a lot for calling, man. Let's take another call. Saw it two places you did? This is line six, Melissa.
Hey, yeah, I originally went to Body World in Cleveland on a road trip, and then I was so impressed by it. I saw it when it came back to New York, so I brought some friends, and I didn't even realize that it was a knockoff, that it was a different exhibit. I totally thought it was the same guy, just a different collection of bodies.
Really? It's that close. Well, that makes the argument in both directions there, doesn't it? One, it means it's not an ugly knockoff, but two, it means they're really ripping them off.
Yeah,
if they're doing the same poses?
Excuse me?
Are they doing the same poses as the original one, or is it just...
No, they were different, but I mean, they looked exactly the same. It was just a different, like a variation on it. And I realize it's Cleveland versus New York, but the knockoff was $10 more expensive.
Well, yeah. That happens. You know,
yeah.
I think the Pat Boone cost more than the Little Richard originally too. So there you go. Thanks a lot for calling. We have let's take line one. We got a little more time. Let's take line one, Alexandra.
Oh hi, yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, fine, thank you. Yeah, I believe that this originated in Berlin, maybe about 5 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if you guys talked about that, but there was an article in the Washington Post at the time, and they did talk about how the pro-life groups were really offended with it. If you look at their stance as pro-life, no matter what form, either fetus or adult, and they just questioned, I guess, the respect for life.
Well, that's where the whole controversy comes, is how you show respect for life. And I think that there's a great deal of respect for life in showing the beauty of the bodies that supply that life. I mean, that would be my point of view. But the point of view that people should be, upon death, put into the ground or burned up and not looked at again is a very prevalent point of view, just not one that I happen to share. But thanks a lot for calling. I got to wrap up because we're near the end. Next, we're going to do a ton of interviews. We got interviews all week with people. We got Patrick Moore, a lot of cool people coming up. Bobby Slayton. Thank you so much, Mercedes.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for coming over.
And this is Penn Jillette. And once again, if you got nothing to do tonight or tomorrow night, go see Mike Jones at the Green Mill in Chicago. He'll be playing with his trio. And I want you all to just sit in the audience and slow. Start very slow and quiet. Monkey music.
Check out Penn Jillette weekdays from 2 to 3 on Free FM.